Hey, if you love Roll For It, watch the cast live every week on Twitch as we continue the story. That's twitch.tv/rollforitpod.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Roll For It. It's a D&D podcast of random monsters and epic adventures.
Each episode, we will roll a D100 to determine which monster we will encounter.
This season, every monster is woven into a tale set at sea. Yarr!
We also level up every episode, so our characters will get to test out cool new magic and abilities as we face tougher challenges.
Whether you're brand new to the game or a D&D veteran, thank you for tuning in to
Roll For It.
Welcome to episode 7 of Roll For It.
Hey everybody, hi.
ASMR episode.
Whoa. D&D ASMR would just be like dice really quietly, people dying really quietly.
Oh no. Let's play our game.
Yeah, let's do it.
Who are you, folks?
Hi, I'm Kelsey. I play Mo. She is a tabaxi mastermind rogue who is learning about friendship and sailing the seven seas. And that's Mo.
Kanar?
Hey, everybody. This is first time D&D player Leroy playing moon elf named Kanar. He is now just wanting to have the life of adventure while also appreciating what it means to be a carpenter.
Cute. Hey, everyone. I'm Lexi. I play Euphoria, UA for short. I am a tiefling artificer. There's a lot going on, a lot of bad.
She's got a dark past. Holding her back from a bright future.
Yeah.
And we are in episode 7, which means we are at level 7. What'd you guys get?
Hey, everyone, it's me again. I got Flash of Genius. I gained the ability to come up with solutions under pressure. And I can give this to my friends if I want to.
We can both tell Kanar exactly how to do something once we already love
I feel like we already do
They've
that.
They've been doing it so this is bad news. Kanar, what'd you get at level 7?
I got another spell slot for level 2. I selected Pass Without Trace.
Sneaky as fuck.
I get to choose within a 30-foot radius who can be sneaky with me. And Durbin's attacks are now magical.
God, Durb is cool.
No, he's getting cooler.
There's no way he could be cooler. Durbin travels through space and time with no explanation.
That is so true. Yeah, he became a panther.
Okay, Mo got evasion.
So anything that's going to make you roll a dexterity saving throw, you can fail and still dodge half of the shit.
That's cool.
And all of it on a successful save. Yeah, rogues are stupid. Let's move on. and I'm the DM. I'm Jake. I'm going to be controlling some bad guys and some good guys.
What did you get for level 7?
I got monster number 93.
Yeah, I rolled that one.
So we're going to get right into it with a good old-fashioned previously on Roll For It. The adventurer's mark stopped in Nulnulvin for a variety of practical and fantastical ship upgrades to ultimately cut some days off of their journey. Then our crew was ambushed by one of Monrithia's minions. Mirth and his manticores were searching for the notorious criminal, Euphoria. After interrogating Mirth, the gang learned that Monrithia's next target is Kanar's home village, Saida. The new king has sent his most vicious and efficient hunter, Robert Coward, who is a super serious villain who we came up with along with patrons on our most recent live stream.
Every month on Patreon, Jake does a live stream called Behind the DM Screen, where he works with our patrons to play in the story, to play in the universe.
Yue, you have heard of Robert Coward before.
Oh, have I?
Things you've heard about Robert Coward. He is of low birth. The name suggests that he worked on a ranch as a cowherd.
Cowherd.
Yeah.
So he's not a wuss. He's not a coward.
During the Northern War, Robert became famous for recovering enemy ships with little to no structural damage that Monrithia could then use in future naval battles. He is young.
When did I first meet him?
Basically, he became an officer when he was 16 years old. He worked with your dad in the war. So around that time, you would have met him and you would have discovered that he is horrible. Picture like a King Joffrey type, if you've Yeah. He's never really seen with his crew, but he has made it clear to his superiors that his team works better alone, since he has always shown results. None have complained.
Don't like that.
I don't like that either.
And the final thing is that the Blood Tide is what he wants to be called, but people call him Robert.
I think that we learned the most about him through that last one. Like, people who want to give themselves nicknames.
This guy's the worst.
So you sail full speed ahead to the east, toward the forest lands of Gamoons and Kanar's coastal forest village, Saida. So do you guys want to do anything on the ship as you travel?
I'm probably not talking to anybody, probably brooding.
So Burnt Bill comes up to man the jib, and he sees you brooding.
Appreciate you saving me, Yue. You're good to have aboard.
Glad that you think that now. Not gonna betray Mo's trust or anything. But, yeah, you're good at manning that jib, so, you know, keep it up.
And he looks at you and he attempts a smile for the first time.
No.
His lips are struggling to make an upward shake.
I return like the face I'm doing right now. I don't even know how to describe it.
Bared teeth, upward angle.
Very uncomfortable, but...
But both are very genuine smiles.
Yeah, I mean it. I was going to be sassy to Burnt Bill, but I decided not to.
It's hard to be sassy to Burnt Bill.
He's just such a simple man.
So Kanar is taking a look at this manticore with going into a huge battle and needing to make sure we're all prepared. Kanar has made some weapons for both UA and Mo. Mo, I made you something. 3 extending javelins from the manticore's needles, his tail. And I don't know if you have any training in it.
Up! We'll see if she accidentally kills anyone on board before they get there.
So then, hey, UA, I chiseled off those claws that it had.
Yes.
Because I realized you've been taking my arrows.
Oh.
I made you 20 of your own.
Oh.
Mo runs up to the front of the ship with her new javelin. And
what have I done?
She runs up to Burnt Bill and she's like, look what I can do. And then she like, you know when you see those people on TikTok that are like, kind of good at swinging their swords around, but they're definitely not pros. And so they do like a couple good things and then they almost drop it and then they make a cool pose after and you're like, okay, I need to watch another one.
Yeah, that's me to a T.
That's Mo right now.
Burnt Bill's like, hi, Captain.
Question. How far are we from Saida?
1 more day. Never been out of the wild sea, Captain.
Really?
New waters for me.
Well, Bill, why didn't you say something earlier? This is a new experience and we should be discussing it. How do you feel?
Warm. It's warm here, Captain.
Oh, like physically warm. What about internally? How do you feel internally?
Long ago, I knew a lass. She broke my heart, Captain.
Oh.
Just kidding. That's not what it's
called. I was so excited. She broke fertile ground.
I feel fine, Captain. Ready for battle.
And she gives him a big hug, kind of out of nowhere. She just needed a hug.
It's midday when you approach the island harbor city of Saida. Everything seems normal in town at first, and then you hear screaming.
Nugget, do you see anything?
And you look through a little magnifying glass thing. There's elves on shore running around. Nobody looks like they're hurt, but they're swinging at stuff. Something on the ground messing with them. There's broomsticks and...
Broomsticks? Are they just like chasing a rat or something?
Here. You look through Mo and make a perception check.
26.
It's rats. There's rats.
Oh my god, I just said that!
Yeah. They're chasing rats.
Also, it was kind of a cat joke, and like no one really got it because she's like a cat and she was chasing rats.
As you guys approach the dock, you see there is another ship anchored here. It's large and it has a Monrithia flag waving high above. The loading ramp is folded out over the dock, and occasionally scurrying to and from the ship, around the dock, and all through the village are rats.
Do I recognize the boat?
I don't think you would recognize the boat. No. But you look at the side of it, and it is called Tidebringer.
Oh, he's here.
You see the manager of the harbor up on her little booth with a bow, sniping rats.
You pull the boat in, and Mo jumps off, grabs one of these nasty arrows out of a dead rat. God, so gross. Hands it to this dock manager, and is like... What? What's happening? How long have these rats been here? Also, why are they here? Also, I'm Mo. Hi, I'm Mo. Just, hi.
I'm here too. My name's Yue.
Bravo, it's me. It's Kanar. What's going on here?
Kanar, my God, where the hell have you been? The ship here arrived 3 hours ago. The ramp came down, and a swarm of rats ran off the ship like it was nothing. Other than rats, nobody aboard. I searched the ship with a couple of soldiers, and there's nothing. Your grandmother's in charge, Kanar, of figuring out what's going on here, and she doesn't know what to make of it. Right now, there's a bunch of soldiers trying to catch as many of these as possible.
Mo and Durbin are together off at shore, just pouncing on rats. We've gotten at least like six, so that's got to be a little helpful.
Okay, Yue, you said that this man, this is potentially his ship. You said he's here.
Why do you think it's his ship?
Because he tries to go by this name, the Blood Tide. Nobody calls him that, but his ship has a similarity.
That's clue one. Clue two, you said it was a secret crew? Like no one's seen his crew?
It's a team. He has a small team. He doesn't come in with an army. I mean, maybe his army is rats.
Since the rats came with this ship, it's not too crazy to think that they belong to him.
I really know nothing.
14. I got 14 rats.
Keep doing what you're doing, Mo. You're doing great.
Can we sabotage the other ship if he can't get away?
Maybe we should just get a bunch of cheese and gather all the rats in one place, right?
I honestly feel like I need to go see my grandmother.
Oh, okay. Should we all go see your grandmother, or should I work on getting the cheese?
Captain?
Yeah?
What are your orders?
I think it's best if Yue and I go back to the ship. Kanar, take Durbin. I would put him on a leash or something, because he's gotten like 42 rats. Like, I don't know how he's even doing this.
Kanar's grandmother, Thestina, is one of the eldest of the island, and she works as a sage and magic informant for all the odd things that tend to happen. For the most part, she stays in the tower towards the center of town, which also serves as a library. Thestina has silver hair and long pointed ears, blue like the rest of her skin. When you open the door, she looks up instinctually with this intimidating, stern, impatient look. But then she sees that it's you, and she completely transforms into the calm, smiling, nurturing grandmother. Ah, Kanar, what a time for you to arrive. And then she studies your face. What do you know of our visitors?
Well, it's not the way I wanted to come home. This guy... his name is Robert Coward. He's after someone close to me. Her name is Yue. She's really lovely. You'll meet her soon.
Lovely?
And he found out that she was sailing with the crew member from Saida. My captain is already taking care of making sure his ship can't sail.
So your friends are aboard the ship?
Yes.
And can your friends handle themselves?
You don't know. Yeah, they're pretty strong.
And she's just looking you over and she's like, something is different about you, child.
Then Kanar goes over to Grandma Desi and just gives a big hug. It's been so long.
She squeezes you really tight, and then she leads you downstairs. Meanwhile, back aboard the Tidebringer, Robert Coward's ship, there are rats scurrying by your feet.
Mo, focus.
Mo is doing her best to focus, not on the rats, but on the mission.
Mm-hmm.
She gives a little side grin to Yue, because this is like a pretty fun mission.
Yue returns that side grin.
We're straight up going into montage movie. The music is
I love
starting.
It when you call me Big Pop.
That's the song?
Also, we totally do not have the rights to Biggie Smalls, so in that vein, but here's a sound-alike beat.
Boom, boom.
Mo climbs up one of the masts, takes a claw and just rips it across the sail. And then she jumps onto it. So she's hanging onto the sail with all four claws. And just
cut to the other side of the sail where you just see claws sliding down the entire thing.
Exactly. And then she pounces on another rat.
Euphoria walks up to the wheel, the helm, and she literally just rips it off.
So you break off probably a quarter of this wheel.
Oh, that's enough. And yeah. I just toss it into the ocean and I flip my hair.
We're headed towards the back of the ship, but as we go, I pick up a rope. Big old sail boat.
Oh,
rope.
Yeah. I know what kind of rope you're talking about.
Yeah,
the
like
heavy ones?
Big old guy.
Oh, yeah.
Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
And then I throw it to you.
Yeah, I catch it.
And we are on opposite sides of the ship.
Yeah.
And there's like a big pile of cargo, probably their food or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And we just run towards it with mm-hmm. this rope, knock over the whole thing, and their food is just everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And then the rats get in it, so now all their food has rats in it.
Perfect.
Shouldn't have brought rats onto a ship.
With a bunch of food.
Okay, so we're going to head towards the captain's quarters, I think, because that's where we would find a captain.
It's a large ship. You easily find the captain's quarters at the back. It's on the deck level. And there is a beautiful, shiny gold door with a gigantic embellished R on it.
Ugh, so gaudy.
No doorknob.
Either it's magic, or maybe it's like one of those push-pull doors.
Well, then try push the door.
Okay, I try to push the door. I'm really strong.
So you guys are both within 20 feet of this thing, am I right?
Oh, shit.
If I say no, do I not get the whatever's that coming?
So I need you both to make dexterity saving throws.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
15.
Solid 2.
Holy mole.
There's a glyph on this door that is going to trigger as soon as you touch it. The R on the door glows in bright white. You hear this super loud booming of thunder. Kanar, you hear this booming of thunder from way in the tower on the other side of the village. Mo, you would take half the damage, but you have this new ability called evasion. So you're actually avoiding the full amount. You leap straight up in the air.
UA.
Flies backwards as she backflips in slow motion uncontrollably.
Bloody hell! I'm freaking hot!
And Mo, you grabbed onto a sail and evaded the area of effect. UA, you're gonna take a shitload of damage.
I don't have that much HP.
That doesn't affect how I roll it.
Like, stop it!
But you're going to take 24 thunder damage.
Damn.
Now you guys are just looking at a golden door with an R on it.
I leap down and I pick UA up and I get her pipe out of her pocket and shove it into her mouth.
Thanks. I could have totally used a hit earlier, so now is perfect.
As soon as I see that UA is smoking and getting her hit points back.
She's probably also smoking, as in she's burnt up.
Not from thunder. Thunder's the sound.
You're right. She's just bleeding out of her ears.
UA. You stay here. I'm going to go investigate this door. Mo rolled a nat 1.
Oh.
But she's really good at investigation, so it's a 10.
Door's probably fine.
I'll investigate from afar, too. I got 18.
Yue, there's nothing strange about this door in a physical sense, and whatever is affecting it, if it is still affecting it, is magical.
Gross. Okay, let's go downstairs into the basement.
Okay, yeah, no, you're right.
You guys see a large, empty, spotlessly clean cargo bay that extends the length of the ship. Make a perception check for me real quick.
21.
You see only a chain that runs the length of the ship right next to the wall on the port side, a couple inches off the floor.
I want to investigate this chain before I touch it.
It's attached to openings in the wall. If you look in there, you see gears that somehow activate some kind of a pulley system.
All right, I'm not touching anything for a while, so go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to pull it. It just feels like we're in a room and there's a chain, and like, why would you not pull it, you know?
Yeah.
You pull it one arm after the other, and it turns some gears beneath you and above you and behind you. The floor in this cargo bay gives way to trap doors, and things start to rise up like a clockwork type of contraption.
So pedestals are raising out of the floor.
It looks like a miniature city.
Is it Saida?
It's nothing you've seen before, nothing that looks familiar. It's just like small little houses with ladders and swings between them.
Mo is playing with it. She's looking at like the little dollhouses, moving things around. She's using her fingers and claws as people.
Everything that you're moving around, it's fully functional. Like the doorknobs turn. There's a market and there's bits of cheese to sell.
This is incredible, Mo says as she puts the little bits of cheese into her mouth.
Stop touching things. I don't know what this is. I don't play with doll sets. I never had one. I didn't really have toys growing up. growing up.
We know you're tragic. We get it. What if this controls a city? I'm moving this little car. This guy is moving down the street. Moving this car down this little street. What if in some worlds I just moved a car down the street?
You look back down at the cart and there is a rat sniffing it. And then it scurries through your legs and past you.
Maybe the rats live here?
Meanwhile, Kanar, you are in your grandma's place. She leads you downstairs into her personal library and workshop. The ceiling here is dark, but it's glowing with an accurate reading of the night sky. In the center of the room, a thin sheet covers something on a large table. And she says, "The rats have mostly scattered into the forest. Most think that the worst to fear here is them throwing off the natural ecosystem, which is certainly a concern. But there seems to be something more. At a glance, they look and act like ordinary rats, completely predictable. But observe." And she pulls the sheet off of a small cage with a docile rat inside. The rat is chewing away at a large piece of cheese. She pulls over a magnifying glass and she says, "Look at its upper arm." And you look and this rat has a symbol there. It's a red heart with an inscription on it that reads, "Mom." It's a tattoo.
Huh.
She says, "Some of the others were found with eye patches or teeny tiny clothes. I've detected magic. It seems they are completely ordinary. It's almost like a prank."
I would like to speak to this rat. I know it sounds weird to say that out loud.
Yeah, you are. That's a good
idea. Go ahead. Speak to animals.
"Hey there, little rat."
"Oh my god, this cheese is delicious."
"What are you doing here on cider?"
"Oh, I'm just eating this cheese."
Okay. And I reach down and I take the cheese away to get his attention.
Hi,
little man or woman. I don't really know, nor do I care.
Cheese.
"What are you doing on cider?"
"I don't know what cider is."
"Okay, why are you here?"
"I was put in this cage and given cheese."
"Okay, what were you doing before you got into the cage?"
"Looking for cheese elsewhere."
"Tattoo.
Really want that cheese."
"How do you get a tattoo?"
"Thank you, Kelsey."
I break off a piece of the cheese, like very tiny, and I give it to him just to satisfy. "I noticed that you have a tattoo from these strange voices in my head."
"I don't know what that is. Maybe I'm dirty."
If I give you a piece of cheese, could you tell me more about the big boat out there?"
"Yes."
I pick up the rat, I set him on my shoulder, and I take him to the edge of the tower.
"Oh, this is high up." "Oh."
And I point to the big boat.
"That all looks like outside stuff. There's probably less cheese out there than there is here."
"What are you?"
"I... no one's ever asked me that before."
Wow, going deep. He just like starts like self-combusting and like too.
And then like out of anger, I just like fling this rat. Wee!
No, he's enjoying it, Kelsey. Does that make you feel better?
"Grandma Dusty, I thought this was an idea that was going to be so revolutionary, but I'm starting to believe that he's just a rat, and now I can speak to animals for the next 10 minutes. I'm going to be hearing all of these rats talking at the same time. It's not going to be great."
"We should go collect your friends. I hope they didn't touch the door."
"Knowing them..."
Back downstairs in the ship. So there's one more unexplored area. It's a cellar that's locked with a padlock towards the back of this room.
Mo picks the lock. I got a 19.
The lock clicks open. You unchain the door.
"Hey, Yue?
Yeah?
If you want to go back and find Kanar and his grandma, I'm going to just peek down here."
And then
she drops into the cellar.
Really great communication. I walk over and see where Mo's going because I'm not going to leave her.
Mo, you drop into a room with a strange moldy scent and you're looking at least a dozen skeletons. Human skeletons.
Yue?
Yes, Mo, are you okay?
Yep.
Yeah?
No!
They are all lying on the ground and very neatly stacked up.
Yue?
Yes, do you need help back up or...
There's a lot of dead people, Yue.
How dead? Like very dead? Like...
Like you ain't gonna heal him back to life, girl.
Oh, well, sometimes that happens.
I guess I'm gonna do an investigation because that's the responsible thing to do.
Yes, and I'm so glad because that means I don't have to come down there.
Okay, I got a 20. Not natural.
These are very well-kept skeletons. The bones are picked clean. They're not super old. They're basically like Halloween props. Like, they're so white and crisp.
There's nothing else down there?
Just these skelly boys.
Okay.
There's 20 of them.
I take one of them and I throw it over my shoulder and I climb back up.
Oh, you really meant death.
Grandma Thesty?
Yeah?
Where's Nabora?
I gave Nabora a very special guarding post. And she opens the door to her backyard area. Nabora is guarding the door to the stables, two hand axes in hand, chopping off a rat's head, chopping a rat in half, kicking one up in the air, then slicing it while it's still moving. And then she sees you.
Kanar, you're alive. I thought you'd have been eaten by sharks or bears or something by now. You have to tell me everything. How did you get here?
Listen, there would be plenty of time.
I would pretty much given up on you. I wrote your eulogy.
It's very short. I'd love to hear it.
Did you bring the rats?
No, the rats came on another ship where my friends are at. Would you like to meet them?
Yeah, let's go see them.
You guys make it back to the docks. Are these your crew people?
Well...
Which one is the captain?
Hi, I'm Mo.
Yeah, this is Captain Mo. This is UA.
Hello.
Oh my god, Kanar. They are both so far out of your league.
Wow.
Thanks, Nabora.
I like her so much.
Doing great.
I totally understand why you're still alive now.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You seem like you're hurt. Did something happen on the ship?
I touched the door.
The Cena sighs. She goes up to you, Yue, puts her hands on your face, looks at your eyes, looks at some of the blood that's leaking out of your ears. Hold on 1 second. And she pulls out a little vial. Drink half of this now and half of it in exactly 40 seconds.
Thank you, ma'am.
You'll feel right as rain.
Slurp.
Destina, Grandma, sir, what do you know about that door?
I know that a powerful wizard has glyphed it to keep out intruders.
What's a glyph?
A glyph is just a warding spell which will cause damage to anything not intended to access a space.
How do you remove it? What's the best way to get through this door?
You would have to dispel magic, which is going to take some time.
Euphoria, will you please drink that second vial that she gave you? It's been 40 seconds.
Very concerned.
Look, I get so invested. I don't want to miss anything.
So cute.
Your ears finally unpop.
Are you still carrying the skeleton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to put it down?
Maybe you should put it down.
Here, let me look. She put some reading glasses on. Well, if you see here, there are signs of necromancy spells being cast on these skeletons.
That's what I was thinking. An army of the undead.
So with Thestina, she pulls out of her pocket 3 small shells to make things a little easier, just in case. They're like bronze and blue scallop shells, which are the ones that like fan out.
It's a shell phone.
These are called sending stones. Basically, it's a shell phone, except...
Guys, I get to call the hot tea plane!
For now, these are more like a one-way C-Mobile radio type of deal. Like, they only talk to each other. For
okay.
C-Mobile.
All right, they're like the cups on the string.
So you guys can send messages to each other, or you can like ping the whole group.
Do you think Kanar's going to be the one who text us the most? I feel it.
So as you guys are talking, it's getting darker and darker, and you notice that it's a little more quiet than it has been. You no longer see any rats. And there's also a softball-sized, glowing, full moon-looking thing on top of the fort. The actual moon is up in the sky. It's like a sliver.
You guys, those are were-rats. There's a moon. There's a fake moon there. Obviously, we have to take it down to the fort. Like, to the pronto. Fort. Like, oh,
maybe we should have, like, a meeting with the other...
No.
Kanar takes out an arrow, and he aims it at the fake moon.
I'd like you to make an attack roll.
All right. 18.
That hits.
Okay, sweet.
I've decided.
The arrow tinks off this little baby moon, and it ducks down into the fort.
Someone could be holding this thing up.
All right, let's go towards it.
I'm going to cast Pass Without Trace on all of us.
On all of us?
Plus 10 to stealth for up to 10 people.
Yeah.
The fort is on the water. It's like a tower. The only way into it is over a drawbridge. But as you guys approach, the drawbridge starts to come up.
Can Thestina fly or something? Like, I have this, like, mythic human in my head, but...
Thestina can fly? What about it?
Are you serious?
Thestina is so cool.
She can fly?
It's one of her spells.
What do you guys want to do? Like, swim to the side of it and climb it, I guess. You're a good climber.
Yeah.
I follow Nabora into the water, and I just hold on to the back of her shirt so that she knows if I'm drowning or not.
We'll be fine. I'm a great swimmer.
Oh, I have to swim?
Yes, you have to swim, and I have to swim.
You want to get on my back?
Yeah.
Got it.
I wanted to, I'm not very good at this, apologize for what's going to happen. I know you have faith in your people, and I have faith in you, but I'm sorry that I brought this onto you. I wish I could take it back.
Yue, it's not a fault thing. You're one of us. You're part of my nakama. Family.
My hands are really sweaty.
Okay, so all five of you are going up this tower. I need you all to make stealth checks. You're going to add Kanara's plus 10 from his pass without trace.
So I rolled a 2, but that's going to be a 21.
Great. I got a 28.
You guys go ahead. I'm just going to take a shot.
Yue, stop yelling. We're trying to be stealthy.
Oh, bye. I like whip out my experimental elixir. So I gain a plus 1 bonus to AC for 10 minutes.
Kanara and I both go up.
Can you guys make perception checks as you near the top of the tower?
Oh my god. My last 3 rolls were 1, 2, 1.
Mo, you forget how to see for a second. You actually miss one of your handholds and slide down to one hand, almost falling off the tower. Swing your way back up. Kanara, you keep moving. You get to a window and there is a rat just perched on the window looking at you.
This is DM Jake. Thank you all so much for listening to part 1 of episode 7. Tune in next week for the exciting part 2 with Robert Coward. Right now, I want to shout out our brand new patron, Hyde the Sour. For your own pirate name and other exclusive content, join us on Patreon. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is DM Jake. Thanks so much for listening to the pod. We can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. If you want more adventures from these characters, we're continuing the story live each week on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/rollfortpod. Tune in to watch the cast take on levels 11 through 20 and interact with us as we play. You can catch sessions you might have missed on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rollfortpod.
See you there.